With students sent home and faculty teaching remotely, the University at Albany has converted a campus parking lot into a coronavirus testing site. Campus President Dr. Javadon Rodriguez says UAlbany is ready to serve the community as a drive-through facility for COVID-19 testing.
Our students here, the majority of the non-essential staff, our faculty, are not on campus for the most part. And so this provides some opportunities for the state to use our facilities, and we are delighted to be able to provide them to serve our communities here in the state of New York.
The roughly 3-acre parking lot is just off University Drive West, near the Colonial Quad Lot and the university's main library. It works like this. 6 drive-through lanes run under large white tents where healthcare workers from Albany Medical Center, St. Peter's Hospital, and the New York State Department of Health are waiting with testing kits. There's also a Mohawk ambulance standing by and a team of highway workers in case of a power issue. Not just anyone can drive up and receive a test. If you believe you have symptoms, you must first call the state's COVID-19 hotline at 888-364-3065. Get approved for testing, and receive a unique personal identification number. The number is required at the testing site checkpoint. Rodriguez says members of the New York State National Guard are on site to make sure the entrances don't become overwhelmed.
They're just to provide safety, to make sure that things flow appropriately. So when you have large groups of people coming in for the testing, that they monitor the process and make sure that things function smoothly.
With no end in sight for the pandemic, Rodriguez says the SUNY school's executive team is meeting regularly to plan for a difficult enrollment period.
Certainly, we don't know how long this is going to last. We're preparing for whatever the outcomes might be. But we're certainly looking at how do we maintain our enrollment, how do we enhance our enrollment, and how do we move forward to serve our students in a time of crisis as well.
Rodriguez says several hundred people were expected to be tested at the site Monday. There is no estimated timeline for how long the site will operate.
And so we'll continue to serve as long as our services are needed. And we're happy to be here in this very difficult time for our communities.
Reporting from Albany, I'm Jackie Orchard, WAMC News.